This is Indio Radio. You're listening to That MMA Show.
What is going on, everybody, and welcome to another edition of That MMA Show. It is a big night in mixed martial arts tonight, but, you know, we got to talk a little bit about what's been going on in our world. Now, we've been doing a whole lot of other things. I mean, I do a lot of work myself with Shamrock Fighting Championships. You know, I do all of their pay-per-view commentary. I work a little behind the scenes. I do some management, you know, and then also in a real business. But, you know, MMA is my love and my passion. So, you know, we've been doing a lot of stuff behind the scenes lately. And a lot of the time, you know, we will get a show out, or if we are at an event, we will try to get everything that we can in. So the cool thing is not only do we have our show on Indio Radio, which airs, of course, as you're listening to this, every Saturday at 1 p.m. Central. Also, now, all of our shows are living, you know, they live on forever in podcast on Spreaker and on Podomatic and on iTunes and all this. And we are getting a huge number of followers on those, and I thank you for that. So in the weeks coming up, we're going to have some interesting new stuff where we're going to be adding in, like, bonus shows. Now, I did a bonus show on UFC 193, and it had a ton of listenership to it, and I actually did it after the fact, which was something that I'd never done before. I've always done just the Saturday show, and you know, it's always went over great, but I got a whole lot of feedback from the idea of doing a show after and just kind of recapping. So I think we may start doing a lot more of that, you know, that we'll talk about what's going on after the fights, and we'll break them down, and we'll discuss it on Twitter, so go follow us at That MMA Show on Twitter. On Facebook, our facebook.com/thatmmashow. And remember, it is all brought to you by War Tape. Warworldwide.com. Get yours. It is the best in athletic taping needs. Guys, literally, if you are a cut man, corner man, wrap anybody's hands in your gym, sprains, cuts, strains, things like that, they are great for that. I use it for literally anything and everything. I actually gave a box to a jiu-jitsu buddy of mine. Guy is a world champion Brazilian jiu-jitsu practitioner, and he says he loves it, and the jiu-jitsu world absolutely loves it, so go check it out that way. If you tape your fingers up for fighting, anything like that, rock climbing, anything, go check www.warworldwide.com. Again, that is www.warworldwide.com. Tell them you saw it on That MMA Show. It's always a good thing. So this week on the show, we are going to be talking to Stephen Wonderboy Thompson, who has a big fight coming up against Johnny Hendricks here in the UFC. He has just been on an absolute tear lately, and it'll be a lot of fun to talk to him. I want to get some behind the scenes, talk about what it's like in the martial arts, you know, because he does. I mean, he teaches karate. His dad has a school. I mean, so we're going to talk all about it with Wonderboy today. We'll also break down all the stuff for the big UFC fight night tonight, Cowboy Cerrone taking on Rafael Dos Anjos. A lot of fun there. So, all right, guys. So stick with us because it is time to get it going. And we'll be right back right here on That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody tell me I'm going insane. Speeding it up. Count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back because I'm crossing the lane. Start it up. Just turn it on. Get ready.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio. One day.
And we are back here on That MMA Show, and we are talking about UFC Fight Night that is going to go down tonight. This one will be a fun one. It is basically on Fox from the Amway Center in Orlando, Florida. UFC on Fox 17, Dos Anjos versus Cerrone. This one has been a long time coming, and I personally am really, really stoked for this fight because I am a huge Cowboy Cerrone fan. I love his ne'er-do-well attitude. I love the fact that he is the consummate adrenaline junkie. If you have not watched any behind the scenes of Donald Cowboy Cerrone, he's a nut, man. And actually, we've had him on the show here a couple of times, and he's also really hard to edit out, which was, you know, it's just how he talks, and it's just his vernacular is swear words, and there's nothing wrong with that. So we do bleep those out, though, you know, so we get all that good rating on iTunes. So with that, now, UFC on Fox Sports tonight. Again, it is UFC Fight Night 17 on Fox. Preliminary card is going to go down on Fight Pass. Now, this one starts early. It starts at 3:30 p.m. Eastern time. A couple of decent fights on the prelim card. Leon Edwards taking on Karamu Usman. That'll be a good one. Moving to, though, the prelim card on Fox Sports 1. You know, this card is... it's pretty much pay-per-view worthy, guys. I mean, it really is. It starts off the night with Jim Ehlers taking on the submission artist and Cole Miller. That will be a really good fight. I'm really looking to the women's fight, which will see Sarah Kaufman taking on Valentina Shevchenko, I believe is how you pronounce her name. Sarah Kaufman has been on the fence for a while. She has not done a whole lot. Has, you know, took some fights in Invicta, kept herself going, but still has not fought in quite some time. So I'm really looking forward to see what Sarah Kaufman comes back with. She was, you know, former Strikeforce champion, had a whole great run in that before she met up with Ronda Rousey. So also on the prelim card, CB Dolloway taking on Nate Marquardt. I mean, that is a huge wrestler fight there. So that generally means they're going to stand and they're going to bang it out. Now, one on the prelim card I'm looking forward to, Miles Fury Jury taking on Charles Oliveira. Miles Jury, again, one of those kind of guys who is just never in a boring fight. Looks awesome. Now, and then we move on to Big Fox, which we'll see at the opening fight. It's the return of Randa Markos. Now, I dig Randa. She is a fun person. Kept her day job as a pharmacist for a long, long time. Finally only got out of that business here just a bit ago and is training full-time. So she's funny. She follows me on Snapchat, and you know her posts on her storyline are a riot. So if you ever want to follow us on Snapchat, by the way, go ahead and check us out at Real That MMA Show as opposed to the Fake That MMA Show. Then we have our co-main event, which will feature, I mean, this is like I said, guys, it's pay-per-view worthy. Junior Dos Santos taking on Alistair Overeem. Man, this will be interesting to see which Alistair Overeem shows up. Is this the kind of deflated Alistair Overeem? Are we looking at the Alistair Overeem who still has the mad skills? It will be interesting to see which one shows up. Junior Dos Santos, always a heavy hitter, coming off that big win. So, fun one to watch. And then, of course, our main card for the lightweight title, Rafael Dos Anjos taking on Donald Cowboy Cerrone. Again, Dos Anjos is one of those kind of fighters, man. He is tough. He is durable. He can take this fight wherever it needs to be. And then what more can you say about Cowboy Cerrone? I mean, he is on like a 7-fight win streak at the moment. So huge fights, and I look forward to actually probably doing a bit of a wrap-up show on this one. We'll cover all of the winners either next week or on a special edition of That MMA Show. So, all right, guys, stick with us, because coming up, we have a great guest. It is going to be Stephen Wonderboy Thompson, who will be taking on the very tough Johnny Hendricks in their next outing. So stick with us right here on That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back, cause I'm crossing the lane. Just turn it on. Get ready.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio. One day.
Back at it here on That MMA Show. And guys, we are talking to one of the biggest up-and-comers at the moment in the UFC. He is riding a 5-fight win streak, coming off a big win over Jake Ellenberger. He is going to be taking on the former champion, Johnny Hendricks. It is Stephen Wonderboy Thompson. Stephen, how you doing?
Doing great, man. How about yourself?
I am good. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, man. Glad to be on.
So now, for everyone out there, you have just been on an absolute tear here. You've rocked through Jake Ellenberger, Patrick Cote, Robert Whittaker. I mean, just on an absolute win streak. But, you know, you come from a very interesting background. So kind of tell us, how did you get started in mixed martial arts?
Well, you know, I've been in the martial arts ever since I was a kid, ever since I was 3 years old, you know. Coming from a family that runs a martial arts school, been open for 32 years. I got there's five of us, two brothers and two sisters. We all started at the age of 3. So we kind of had no say-so growing up, until we were the age of 16. My parents thought we could make the right decisions, you know, whether or not we could do the martial arts or do something else. Well, we all pretty much stuck with the martial arts. And, my sister actually fought before me. My dad fought back in the 70s and 80s, and they were kind of my inspirations to start competing. And at the time, the popular sport wasn't MMA, it was kickboxing. So started out in kickboxing. Had my first fight when I was 15. Got up to 57-0 in kickboxing. Ended up tearing every ligament in my left leg. And I was out for 3 years, trying to heal up. Numerous knee surgeries. And you know what? At the time, I was training with guys like George St. Pierre, Rashad Evans, Nate Marquardt. So I was training with these champions. So I was like, you know what? I'm sitting here doing MMA, training with some of the best MMA guys you can train with. So why not switch to MMA? 2010, I had my first pro MMA fight and been at it ever since.
That is very cool. Now, yeah, it's kind of interesting. Actually, you even at one point in time in your kickboxing background fought a buddy of mine, Kevin Engel. So I thought that was pretty interesting.
Oh, yeah, man. I like that guy. I love Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin That's and I nice actually, guy. Yeah, we handle the commentary for the pay-per-views for Shamrock Fighting Championships together. So, yeah, he told me, he was like, yeah, he says, I fought Wonderboy one point in time. But now with that, talk about then. You say you started at 3 years old. What is that like, just the average day-to-day work that it comes from being in a traditional martial art for that long? I mean, it has got to be, you know, just this is literally all you've lived, right?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, when I was young, you know, we were kind of made to do it, you know, me and my brothers and sisters. So at the time, I didn't like it. I hated it, you know, because I was there all the time. I was what you call, we were what you call the dojo rat, which you pretty much, you know, lived at the school, you know, at the dojo. So, you know, we lived there, we trained there, we did our homework there, we took naps, you know, on the mats, and, you know, we pretty much lived there. So, but I didn't like it. I hated the martial arts because, you know, I was there all the time. My friends were doing baseball, they were doing football, you know, basketball. But my dad pretty much knew what he was doing, you know. I mean, you know, you stick to one thing, you'll be really good at it. You'll be great. So you get all these kids who are doing five or six different sports, and they're never really good at one of them because they're doing so many. So, you know, by the time I was older, you know, something just clicked. You know, I just kind of understood it, the movement, the combinations, and that's when I started competing. But, yeah, man, it was just now I thank him every day for it, you know, for keeping me in it.
So then do you think that what your parents instilled in you has made you what you are today in this sport?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. It wasn't for them, man. I mean, just the discipline. And that's what karate brings. It doesn't just teach you how to defend yourself or, you know, learn how to fight, but it just shows you, you know, the modesty, courtesy, the integrity, self-control, perseverance, showing that indomitable spirit, you know, never giving up. And so, yeah, man, I definitely give a lot of props to that for them keeping me in it.
So as a kid then who basically focused on one sport, then do you think that a traditional martial arts path, even today as we see, like, all of the kids want to do, you know, they want to do Brazilian jiu-jitsu, they want to do judo, they want to do, you know, the striking end of it, they want to do mixed martial arts as the new martial art. What do you think about that as a traditional martial artist?
Well, you know, I don't mind it as long as it has the traditional martial arts, you know, teachings, you know, not just, you know, you can do the same teachings in mixed martial arts as you can in karate. You know, you're teaching the kicks and punches. You're teaching, you know, the takedowns, the jiu-jitsu. But as long as you're showing those kids, you know, how to use it, when to use it, and using it the right way, and being a martial artist, not just inside the school, but outside as well, showing respect to your elders and to your parents, things like that, man. And that's what martial arts is all about.
Most definitely. I agree with that wholeheartedly. I have been in the martial arts myself since I was like 8 years old. And I mean, I was a karate background myself. I've got a black belt in judo. I mean, you know, yeah, it's one of those that if you don't teach them young, you know, it's amazing the levels of respect that changes in just a couple years of martial arts.
Oh, man, I agree with you 100%. And that's why I love doing what I do. You know, I'm the head kids instructor at Upstate Karate as well. And just, you know, to see how they were when they came in the doors for the first time, to see them now, you know, years down the road when they're black belt, how much of a change and positive influence you've had on their life, man. It's awesome. There's nothing better.
I could not agree more with that. Now, all right, stick with us, Stephen, because we have more, but we got to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more of that MMA show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back, because I'm crossing the lane.
Start it up.
Just turn it on.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
And we are back here on That MMA Show. Again, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at That MMA Show. And we are talking to Stephen Wonderboy Thompson, and he's got that big fight coming up. All right, let's get into it, because this is what it's all about right now. There is a huge, huge fight coming up here, and it is all going to go down at UFC 196. I mean, you are the co-main event taking on Johnny Hendricks. Now, tell me, how did this fight come about? I mean, it was a really, really big announcement that just came off after the Conor McGregor fight. I mean, tell us how it all came about.
Well, originally I was supposed to fight at UFC 195 January 2nd against Neil Magny. And, well, he took a fight short notice against Kevin Gastelum not too long ago. So I was left opponentless, and it was very difficult to find somebody to fill in the spot. I kind of didn't want – I mean, I didn't really like the matchup with Neil Magny just because he was ranked, you know, 15 or 16 at the time. It wasn't going to do anything. It wasn't going to progress me up, I don't believe, to the higher caliber fighters if I, you know, when I took that fight. But things happen for a reason, man, and they couldn't find a filler. Either they already had fights or somebody was injured. So the only guys we had were Tyrone Woodley and Johnny Hendricks. And Tyrone was already promised the next title shot. So the only guy left was Johnny Hendricks. And, you know, Joe Silva pitched it to him. And next thing you know, I got a call. It was like right after I was in New York with Chris Weidman and his family for Thanksgiving when I got the call. I was like, hey, you know, my manager texted me. It was like, Johnny Hendricks, UFC 196. Boom. That's pretty much what he said. I'm like, are you kidding me? You know, the formal, you know, welterweight champion, I'm going to be fighting this guy, the number three ranked guy in the world. So at first, you know, of course I was nervous. I know how much of a monster Johnny Hendricks is. But at the same time, I was super excited because this is why I'm in this sport, to fight the best guys in the world and go for the gold. I don't think if you don't want to be the best fighter, you shouldn't be in the sport. Why are you in here? You know what I mean? So it was super exciting for me. And, man, I'm just ready to go out there and do my thing.
Well, I cannot wait to watch this one. Now, so talk about what it's like. You're coming up against a guy who is definitely known for his wrestling and his big punches. I mean, that's what Johnny Hendricks is known for. He's also known that he doesn't have the greatest cardio in the world, but he's claiming, you know, he's changed up his camps, he's changed up his nutrition. So what do you do as the opponent coming into this? What do you do now differently to make things happen against Johnny Hendricks?
Well, I've actually pretty much trained every fight so far the same, because I know eventually during the fight they're going to want to take me down because they're not going to want to stand and strike with me. So I'm going to train like I do every other fight. I know Johnny Hendricks is probably the best wrestler I've faced so far, and he's probably one of the best in the welterweight division. So, you know, I'm bringing guys into my camp. I have my buddy Matt Miller, who's an Olympic wrestler from Canada, pretty much the same size as Johnny Hendricks. He helped me out with my fight against Ellenberger. We got, of course, my wrestling coach, Thomas Lee, Carlos Machado, my jiu-jitsu coach. So we're bringing a lot of guys in. Hopefully trying to get my buddy, George St. Pierre, to come in since he's already faced him, to help out with the camp as well. So we got some really good guys coming in for this camp. And I'm pretty much going to stay around my home area just because I feel more comfortable here. But you know what? You know, I just got to defend that takedown and keep him at the end of my kicks and punches and try and counter him.
Well, so then with that, let's talk, what is a day in the life like of training camp for you? What is an average day like?
Well, actually, most guys in the UFC, professional fighters, all they do is train, you know, that's what they're paid to do. But, you know, I'm also the head kids instructor at Upstate Karate, and it's a full-fledged business, man. I mean, I probably get up around 8:30. I have my first training at around that time. And then after that, about around 9:30, I'm at the karate school making phone calls, writing kids' cards who weren't in class that week, and I go at it again, training at 12. And then, believe it or not, we have an after-school pickup, so I have lunch from about 1 to 2, and then I actually drive a bus, go around picking up kids for our after-school program from 2 to 3, and then I teach classes from 4 to about 8 o'clock, and then from 8 to 9, or 8 to 10, I have my training again. So some days I do 2-a-days, of training, some days I do 3, but in between that, I'm teaching classes, man. I'm running the family business.
Okay, we got to address this. So Stephen Wonderboy Thompson, this badass in the UFC, head kick knockouts all over the place, drives the bus to pick up the after school program.
You got it, man. I'm in my short bus driving just about every school in Greenville County.
That's awesome. But I mean, that again, that shows the give back, and I think that's cool.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. I love it, man. I love the life of a martial artist, and you know, it's like I said, it's a family business. I've been up for 32 years. I can't imagine myself doing anything else.
All right, guys, stick with us, because coming up, we have one more break, and that is going to be with Stephen Wonderboy Thompson. So stick with us right here on Indio Radio with That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count one, two, three. You better watch your back, because I'm crossing the lane. Just turn it on. Get ready.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
And we are back here on That MMA Show, and we were able to hold him over for one more break. So, Beth, this is Stephen Wonderboy Thompson, and, you know, this is one of those that I ask everybody.
Well, so, all right, now then, I got to ask, and I ask this for everyone who you know, our big league guys who come on, what would be the best advice you would give somebody up and coming, either the, you know, the newly turned pro, the amateur, or the person just looking to get into competitive MMA? What would be your advice?
Man, my advice to them would be find a good gym. A school, all right? There's gyms all over the place. Sometimes if you go to a gym, you go in there, people listen to whatever they want to listen to, they talk however they want to talk. You feel like you have to fend for your life every time you step on the mat. Find a good school where somebody's going to teach you the right way in a safe environment, and keep positive people, positive coaches around you. That's gonna you know, pick you back up and keep you focused when training gets hard or when you lose that fight. You know, because for me, that was super important when I had my first loss against Matt Brown. And, you know, I had good coaches, good family, good training partners that brought me back up, you know, kept me focused on what my goals were. And because a lot of guys, after a loss like that, you know, they give up, they quit. So that's my advice to them, is find a good training facility, good school, good positive training partners and coaches.
Very cool, very cool. So, all right, Stephen Wonderboy Thompson will be taking on Johnny Hendricks, and it will all go down February 6th at the MGM Grand Garden Arena in Las Vegas, Nevada, and tickets are available. Now, Stephen, tell everyone how they can find you on social media. Tell them about the school. Tell them how they could come in and take a class. Whatever you want to get out there, let them know.
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah, man. We're in Simpsonville, South Carolina. You can actually go to our website, upstatecardi.com, check our facility out. If you guys want to come in, do some training with me, everybody's more than welcome. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at WonderboyMMA, so check me out.
Excellent. Stephen Wonderboy Thompson, thank you so much for joining us today on That MMA Show.
Hey, man, it's a pleasure, and hopefully we can do it again sometime. Tell Kevin Engel I said what's up.
I will. I'll do that. Thank you very much for joining us, and we will talk again closer to the fight. I appreciate it. Stephen Wonderboy Thompson.
Thanks, man.
All right, guys, and we'll be right back with more of That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count one, two, three. You better watch your back, because I'm crossing the lane. Just turn it on. Get ready.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
Hello, guys. This is Stephen Wonderboy Thompson, and you are listening to That MMA Show.
Back at it here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show, and it is time for our favorite segments, the week that was, our Twitter shoutouts, and of course our calendar of events, where this is where we all break it down for you, and it is brought to you by War Tape. Go check them out at www.warworldwide.com. It is the best in athletic tape. Use it on your fingers, use it on your hands. It is the stuff, guys. I mean, it really is. I use it for literally every hand that I have wrapped in many years now, so love it. Also, it is brought to you by Cutman for Hire. Go check them out at www.cutman4hire.com. It's anything and everything you would ever need for an MMA fight. If you want to be a corner, if you're a coach, it's everything you need. Go check them out. www.cutman4hire.com. Always good stuff. And also, you know, one of my new favorites is you got to go check out the Dollar Shave Club. If you guys are not a member of the Dollar Shave Club, go get your stuff. I have been a member now for a couple of years. Absolutely love that product. Go check them out at dollarshaveclub.com. Now, as we move into our week that was, our Twitter shoutouts, and of course our calendar of events, we started off with the week that was. And that is going to start with last night. We had the big World Series of Fighting 26 that went down, and Alexander Almeida took the title over Lance Palmer. It went to decision. It was a really good fight. I got to watch quite a bit of it. I also watched Star Wars last night, so, you know, it's my second time of seeing it. If you haven't seen it yet, it's awesome. Just saying. I don't even know why I brought that up in here, because it's not really related to MMA, but you know what? I've come to the conclusion that MMA people are
a bit of nerds because I literally got added to three different groups that had MMA fighters and Star Wars people in it. So anyway, back to what we were talking about here. But so again, Alexander Almeida takes it over the Lance Palmer. Done and done. Nice one there. Now, also, Joe Rogan this week has apologized for some stuff that he said about Jose Aldo in the Jose Aldo-Conor McGregor fight. Now, UFC 194 went down last week. Huge fight. Jose Aldo was knocked out within, I believe, 17, 18 seconds, something crazy. And Joe Rogan's audio actually made it out because whenever you do pay-per-views and television and things like that, you can talk back to your producers by pushing a button and it doesn't go out over the air. Well, somehow his got leaked out. And so it's one of those that basically he said a bunch of stuff about Aldo looking soft. He looked scared, you know, all this other kind of stuff. You can actually go hear it out online. I believe MMA Junkie has it at the moment. You need to go listen to it because it's pretty crazy. Anyway, he came out and he apologized to Jose Aldo over it. The other thing, guys, I want to bring up is the Jose Aldo backstage video. And if you have not seen it yet, wow. It shows the true agony of defeat in mixed martial arts. I mean, it's uncontrollable. If you haven't seen it, go watch it. Jose Aldo taking care of business after the fight. It's a very, very sad situation. So, all right, that is going to bring us to our Twitter shout-out of the week. And this one is going to go out to STL Promos Plus. Go check them out at stlpromosplus.com. They are everything that you need for your, let's say, you need, you know, items. You need Frisbees with your logo on it. You need T-shirts. You need any of that kind of stuff. Go check them out. They can take care of it for you. All of your swag, all of that kind of thing. And follow them on Twitter at STL Promos Plus, or go visit their website and get a quote. Tell them you heard it on That MMA Show at www.stlpromosplus.com. That is going to do it for our Twitter shout-outs. And then that brings us to our calendar of events, which, of course, tonight we have the big UFC on Fox going down. This one will be a whole lot of action as it's Rafael Dos Anjos taking on Cowboy Cerrone. Lots and lots of stuff is going to go down on that one. I'm so stoked for this fight. I am not even going to make who I want to be here. But all right, let's then talk about Ryzen. Ryzen is going to go down in Japan. They're calling it Breakfast with Fedor. It's going to be on Spike. It is December 31st. The one I'm looking forward to most, though, Gabby Garcia. That one is going to be huge. And then on 1-2 of 2016, man, I cannot believe we were actually talking about 2016 fights. It is Robbie Lawler taking on Carlos Condit. Man, that is going to be huge, and I cannot wait for that one. So that is really going to do it for our calendar of events. And next week we'll break down the year that was in mixed martial arts. That is going to be our topic. It'll be fun. So we'll talk about that here in just a second. But stick with us because we'll be right back right here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back because I'm crossing the lane. Just turn it on. Get ready.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
What's up, my fans? This is the only cartoon stupid enough to make fun of trained death machines, Tommy Toehold. You're listening to That MMA Show on Indio Radio.
Back at it here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show, and it's been a great show, guys. We really appreciate it. Big thanks to Steven Wonderboy Thompson for taking time out, hanging out with us for three breaks, man. That's always awesome stuff. Love it. He is one of the good guys, man. His agent, Brian Levick, man, is something fierce. His PR guy, excuse me. It does a ton of stuff. So, all right, now, coming up next week, we are going to be talking Ultimate Fighter Finale. It's been down, but we are going to be talking to the winner and how it all came down, Ryan Hall, next week, so that'll be a lot of fun. The other one that we'll be talking about is breaking all of that down. We'll also be talking to Lou Giordano to catch up on my big weight drop that I've been doing, my weight cut, going from about 206 down to 170. Going to be doing some stuff here in January, and I'm working my way down to that 170-pound weight class. And let me tell you something, guys. He's legit. I know that he's helping out Johnny Hendricks coming up for this fight with Wonderboy, and he's legit, guys. So we're going to talk to him also next week. That'll be a good one. So, you know, we're here to bring it to you every week. We love to bring you the action here on That MMA Show. So remember to follow us on Twitter at That MMA Show. You can actually follow me personally on Twitter at MMA Jeremy. I'm not the one who tweets all the time from the show. We do have actual people who work on this show, which is pretty cool. So you can also find us on Facebook, facebook.com/thatMMAshow. You can find us on Snapchat at RealThatMMAshow, because somebody got a hold of my phone at the gym one day and decided to send a bunch of bad stuff to a few of the female MMA fighters who I happen to have on Snapchat. And it was not pretty, so I apologize again to all of them, and I punched him in the face, so it's good. But, you know, guys, we'll bring it all to you next week. A lot of action, a lot of good stuff here on the show. Remember to always, you can catch back episodes on Stitcher, on Spreaker, and on iTunes. We're always there. Also, you can go to our website, thatmmashow.com, and catch up on the latest episodes also. So, all right, guys, you know, that's going to do it for us for this week. We really appreciate you joining us, and we will see you next time right here on That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back, because I'm crossing the lane. Just turn it on.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.